Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, and again, you are with me in the car as we are driving to get a morning bagel. So, I want to talk to you today about how I landed a $24,000 coaching program and fully served during and after. Let's talk about this. How did I land a $24,000 coaching program from somebody that initially said, no, thank you? When you're selling any coaching, whether it's low ticket, high ticket, moderate ticket, whatever your price is, for some obvious $500 a month, some obvious this one happened to be a 12-month program at $2,000 a month. Whatever program you're selling someone, there's people that are going to look at it and immediately go, yes, I would need this. You're at the right time, the right place. And everybody's going to say yes, and then just going to hand over the credit card. They're going to, you know, write a check, whatever. There's also going to be those people that, even if they desperately need it, even if you have everything that they need, it's not the right time. Maybe they just had a huge IRS bill. Maybe they just had an argument with their spouse. Whatever. Their mindset is not on giving you $24,000. Are you with me? So, we always talk about follow-up. Follow-up is important. I would never discount that. In fact, we teach a step-by-step follow-through program in The Wealthy Coach that literally builds about 80% of our income in the coaching business. So we definitely believe in follow-up, follow-through. But there's a difference in follow-up and follow-through in what I'm going to teach today. So this client really had we had a great connection. This prospect, it was a prospect at the beginning. They were not a client yet. We had a great connection. They definitely needed what we were offering. So everything lined up except when it came down to my close. And I said, here's our next step. And we went through what it looks like to work with us. And I'll send over this document and you'll sign it. You know, you'll okay the paperwork. We're going to send over, basically it was a DocuSign. And what we're going to collect first month of the payment, the $2,000. So there's a lot of psychology and a lot of things behind how we closed this deal. But I will say this, it was not an immediate deal. Are you with me? What happened here was there was a not right now. And so when you're hanging up the phone or you're finishing your meeting and it's not a yes, this is something I learned from my mentor. It's a yes, it's a no. Or it's a yes, but not now. Are you with me? So when we ended, she had some great questions that I knew she was not going to close. So my phone call literally ended with, okay, I'm going to place you down as a yes, but. And she said, what does that mean? I said, obviously, there's things you need to think about, things that, whatever, you know, we talked about. But I still want to book you in as one of my, you know, students for this upcoming session. So I'm going to book you in as a yes, but. Does that sound okay? And she said, yeah, that sounds good. And she started a little backpedaling a little bit. And again, if I'd been a lot of pressure, that would have been a no. I'm telling you guys. And I didn't want to put a not now. You know, just not now, because then it gets into this time delay loop that could go on for months and months and years. And we'll talk about that in another episode. So it's a yes, but. So she's in. Yes, but. I mean, she's literally in her mind. And when they begin to see themselves in, then great. Now, this is what I did to secure the sale. This is really what I want you to grab a hold of. To secure the sale, I had to do a couple of things. Number one, treated her as if there was one Facebook group that I placed her in. So we're going to get you in this mastermind group. There's another two other mastermind groups. We're not going to put you in those yet until we actually, you know, get you in, get you started, get you onboarded. But we're going to get you in this one mastermind group to start getting some conversations. And so it was a very positive mastermind group. Also, let me ask you, are you available next Tuesday? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, morning or afternoon better. And I found the time and I said, here's what I want you to do between now and then. And I gave her some preliminary homework. Are you with me? Now, some of you may be going, I'd never do that. If they're not going to pay, I'm not going to work with them. Well, you would have lost out on $24,000. So, is this a good time for you? Yes. Awesome. And then I jumped in and began to work with him on those areas. Here's my personal cell phone number. Call me. And I had a number of phone calls. And this is really interesting. I had phone calls when they had questions. I had phone call when they had a concern. I had probably had 6 or 7 phone calls. Again, they were short phone calls, 5, 8 minutes. But the one that really got me was, Wayne, I just made a big sale. And they really made a lot of profit. And they really wanted to talk to me and just kind of celebrate. But one of the things we taught them, one of the things I taught them on those, you know, this free coaching, that free preliminary coaching worked. Are you with me? And then the next step was like magic. The next step was like magic, okay? It was so cool because what we were able to do is I said, now, you've done this. Everything we've shown you worked. Let's get you in. I can have you onboarded Monday or Wednesday of next week. And here's how onboarding looks. And I talked to her about getting set up with our educational program, everything that we're going to do, setting up the coaching calls. It was a Saturday, and they said, okay. And there was still that little bit of hesitancy, but I had built such value. They said, okay. And I said, what you're feeling is normal. Anytime we make a decision, even great decisions, there's a little bit of, she said, fear. I said, no. Fear is so closely related. Fear is so closely related to excitement. I think you're more excited than you're fearful. Let's get you started. I have your email address. I need your physical address. We're going to mail you some stuff in the mail as well. What's your physical address? And I went after something safer than the credit card. She gave me the physical address, verified the email, verified the shipping address. And here's how I do that, guys. I'm like, okay, give me your shipping address first. And when they start giving it, I interrupt them. We're going to mail you some stuff. It's going to be a surprise box in the mail. Okay, great. 123 Main Street. No, but when they're 123 Main, I say, oh, I'm sorry. Is this your billing address also? Same as the credit card we're going to use? So you've already got them talking. You got them comfortable. They're giving you address. They're expecting a box in the mail. Yes, the same as, and 9 times out of 10, it's the same. Yeah, same as the shipping. Okay, great. Go ahead. 123 Main. They could notice that there would be 2 different. Okay, that's fine. We'll get that in a minute. Go ahead and give me the billing address. She did the $2,000 a month and has done $2,000 a month every single month since then. And when the 12 months are over, there'll probably even be more coaching. Why? Because we deliver value. Now, here's the key. If it had been, no, I'm not ready, if this had been a $1,000 course, a $2,000 course, I probably wouldn't have gone that far just for time's sake. But when you're looking at $24,000, it's worth coaching and helping. Sometimes, I think it was Steve Chandler said, you got to prove who you are. You got to prove that you're a coach. And you got to coach them through their fear. Are you with me? Are you with me, guys? All right. Here's what I need you to do. Jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com, howtosellyourcoaching.com. I'm here ready to get my bagel, so we're going to wrap up this episode. Make it a great day, howtosellyourcoaching.com. And if you want to hop on the phone with me, let's look at your business. If you're not at $10,000 a month, let's do a business audit. I promise you on the phone, it's going to be no obligation, no hype, no pressure, but I am going to give you at least one aha moment you can take with you to the bank in your coaching business. So if you're not a full-time coach yet and you want to be, let's get on the phone. If you're a full-time coach, but you want to scale or have more consistency in your coaching business, callwithwayne.com. It's callwithwayne.com. Guys, you go out today and make it a great one. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.